You're listening to Simply Money with your trusted money guys. I'm Ed Fink, and along with Nathan Bachrach, we make understanding your money simple. Hey, good news, we're all living longer. But you know, the bad news that comes along with it is with increased life expectancy, an increased likelihood of needing expensive long-term care. Joining me now is Dan Moisand, certified financial planner and a retirement mentor at the Wall Street Journal's great MarketWatch.com site. He has a great column there that you can check out. I encourage you to. It's called, Is a Long-Term Care Insurance Combo Better Than a Straight One? Dan, in response to this need for long-term care cost coverage, the insurance industry came out with some products back, I think, in the 70s, but in the 80s and 90s, they became really popular, and then they got into some pricing problems. Now the insurance industry is getting even more creative, but that's not necessarily a good thing.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Ed. The insurance companies saw a need, they moved in to fill it, and they basically misgauged how things would go for them. They found that their claims experience, people filing on long-term care policies for much more than they anticipated. And as a result, we've seen a lot of carriers leave the business entirely or at least raise rates, much to the chagrin of a lot of senior citizens that purchased those policies at what were affordable and low rates. They're receiving renewal notices for much higher amounts. And it's causing a lot of fear in the long-term care insurance business and among consumers. So the insurance industry, as they often do, have adapted and they've created something that is a combination between life insurance and long-term care. One of the points I make in my column is that long-term care is something that people react to very differently than other insurance. I've never heard a client complain that their house didn't burn down to the ground and that they paid into their homeowner's insurance and never, quote, gotten anything out of it. But I hear that kind of sentiment from long-term care insurance purchasers or would-be purchasers often. They're afraid that they're going to, quote, pay into it and not get something out of it.
The reason is because the premium is so expensive, because it's so expensive if you actually need the care is so expensive. So typical customer paying money in is saying, man, I may or may not use this. So the insurance industry's listening to that, say, you know something, we can come up with a product where you overpay for the actual cost of the protection in return for actually getting money back. How does that sound to you? And unfortunately, many times the agents who sell this stuff say, wow, that's it. That's like a free lunch. You'll actually get something back whether you use the long-term care component or not.
Yeah, that's correct. And when it's a very difficult onion to peel layers off of, but the life insurance component and the long-term care insurance component in those policies are not free. The conditions that you described earlier, where we're living longer and requiring more and more care of substance, hasn't changed. The interest rate environment, which is where most insurance companies get their earnings from financial markets, the interest rate environment is still very, very low. So all those things that are conspiring to make the policies, the straight policies, look more expensive are still there, and they still have to be dealt with the insurance companies. It's just with the combo policies, it's much harder to see the component costs. And you have to really dig into some of those contracts and read very carefully to see that they have a lot of flexibility in how they can raise the costs against the cash and other portions in the policy. So for me, the way I describe it is it's basically very mediocre life insurance combined with very mediocre long-term care insurance.
You're listening to Simply Money. I'm Ed Fink. Joining me is Dan Moisand. He's a certified financial planner and a retirement mentor at the Wall Street Journal's great MarketWatch.com site. I encourage you to go and check out his current column called, Is a Long-Term Care Life Insurance Combo Better Than a Straight One? And that's exactly what we're talking about here, because the insurance industry kind of mushed these two together, and in doing so are able to really hide some of the costs of the long-term care in there with the idea that eventually there's going to be some death coverage. But unlike the long-term care standalone policy itself, you never know exactly what you're spending, do you, Dan?
No, you don't. And, you know, it's I understand why the industry has reacted the way it does, because it reacts like you'd expect in a capitalist society. They see a need, they're trying to fill it. But it just perpetuates a lot of the misunderstandings and fear that people have about long-term care insurance in general. The knock against it is that if you need it, you can't afford it, and if you can afford it, you don't need it. And there's some truth to that, but there are a lot of people who find themselves in a situation kind of in between not having a whole lot of money and having more money than they know what to do with, that could benefit from some level of long-term care. but they don't even look at it because they're too worried about getting ripped off in the marketplace. So the key is to work with a good advisor who knows a good insurance agent and that will do the diligent work in finding a policy, if first determining if a policy makes any sense, because a lot of times it doesn't, and if so, getting one that's appropriate and fits the situation correctly.
Great advice from Dan Moyse, Andy, a certified financial planner, a retire mentor at the Wall Street Journal's MarketWatch.com site. He's got a column there now entitled, Is a Long-Term Care Insurance Combo Better Than Just a Straight Long-Term Care Policy Itself? I encourage you to read that. The most importantly, encourage you not to get caught up in the hype of an agent who's really pushing the, hey, you're going to get something back angle, because getting something back may end up paying way too much money up front. You're listening to Simply Money here on 55KRC.